I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So I'm here now with Michael Anthony, executive chef of Gramercy Tavern. Michael, how are you and the Gramercy team holding up?
We're doing fine. Fortunately, no one on our team was hurt, and everyone's been incredibly loyal, hanging out by the phones, waiting kind of desperately for the power to come back and for us to get back in action. We had the difficult job of cleaning out the walk-ins tonight, and that really was a painful process because while we had as much as we could packed away on ice, you know, we've been out of power since 9 o'clock on Monday night, and that just won't do it. Our walk-ins did a really good job by leaving them closed. They held temperature pretty well. I was impressed, but it's just too long to wait for that food. And so we had the ugly task of getting rid of most of it. We passed on the things that did hold up nicely to our sister restaurants, and then that was it. We'll be in there scrubbing early tomorrow morning, waiting to get electricity back. As soon as we have the electricity, well, we can start running a restaurant again.
Wow.
We're going to start from scratch. There's literally nothing left in any corner of any refrigerator in our restaurant. And so, you know, we'll get back in action by creating a limited menu at first and working our way back into our regular menu.
Unreal. So are there staff at the restaurant now? Is there anybody there right now?
We actually all just left, but we've the whole management team, two chefs and managers, have been there since this morning.
Wow! And how did everybody get to work?
Well, I walk. I live in Midtown, and so it was an easy walk. Some folks had a harder time of it biking it, and kind of walk / cab from Brooklyn. And then others, you know, have been kind of sleeping at friends' houses. We came from all over.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, the buses are free today. And so, you know, getting home, I was really amazed. Like, it wasn't easy. It was really jammed. People were frustrated. But you know what? The bus is free. I think that's an amazing thing the city's doing to try to get people back, you know, into their regular routine. And it's tough. I mean, the whole city is feeling a little hurt right now.
I can imagine. Has anything like this ever happened to you before, having to shut down and losing product like that?
The closest thing I can remember was the blackout, and I was working downtown when that went out, and the difference there was it was in the middle of the summer. It was scorching hot, so I remember when the power went off that time, it was a few hours later, the kitchen, you know, was 85, 90 degrees, and it was horrible.
Yikes.
I forget exactly how many days we were out of business, but it was several days at that time. So this feels very similar. I live in a part of town that wasn't drastically affected by the wind or the floods, so I don't see it. You know, I don't see it in front of me. But we do have people, you know, that haven't been home for a few days, and it's a lot harder.
Checking in with Paul Wetzel now, sous chef at Gramercy Tavern. Hey, Paul, thanks so much for checking in with us. So
no problem.
How did you get to work, first and foremost? I mean, I'm guessing you're there kind of dealing with the damage. You guys don't have any power at Gramercy Tavern, so how did you get to work?
Well, so I actually live in Brooklyn. I live in Greenpoint. Basically, what I did is I had to walk around until I found a yellow cab that would take me into the city. So it took me a good hour and a half to find a cab, and then probably about a good 45-minute ride into our restaurant.
Now, do you order product? Are you actually in touch with vendors?
I am, yeah. So, I'm sort of in charge of establishing relationships with the farms we deal with, and quite frequently that means that I go to visit them and sort of kind of hammer out what it is that we look for at Gramercy Tavern and in our different products, like what we're expecting farmers to produce for us.
Right. So have you been in touch with any of the vendors or farmers, and have you heard how they've been affected, and what are your plans kind of to get everything back?
Yeah, we've been in touch with a few of them. It's been a little difficult because, you know, we have a sort of a dedicated system within our restaurant group for all of our emails, and that whole system has been down. So it's really like I had to go in and go through our office and find hard copies of, you know, different farms' phone numbers and addresses, and sort of we're in the process of kind of getting in touch with all of them. You know, obviously we're expecting, we deal with a lot of whole animals, and a lot of, you know, animals are raised specifically for us. So we've just been trying to figure out when we're actually going to be able to receive products again from farmers, and it's been quite a process. We're still in the middle of it.
Wow. Well, Paul, thanks for checking in with us, and best of luck with the recovery. I hope to see you guys up again and running soon.
Thank you very much.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.